The Reverend William Barber has become well known for his oratory, but his focus on the visual may be what's really made Moral Mondays tick. You can hear his gift for the optics of organizing on display at last week's protests in Raleigh. Here he is shaping the front line of the march.
We need all clergy that were on the stage up front. And we need diversity. Part that water, part it. 10 across, the front line needs to be very diverse.
The visual is just as important as the message. And Barber, as well as the crowd, almost marvel at all of their differences.
Educators fighting with the unions, and unions fighting with civil rights, and people of faith fighting with the children, and environmentalists coming together with the health workers, and doctors standing on the side of the sick, and millionaires standing with the unemployed, and straight folks standing with gay folk, and people of faith standing with those wrestling with their faith. Look at what the Lord has done.
Just how did all of this happen?
Well, I think the most critical moment in some ways in that generating that coalition was his endorsement of gay rights.
William Chafe teaches history and social change at Duke. He's been arrested himself in Moral Monday protests. Chafe says Barber's endorsement of marriage equality as a black minister in the run-up to the Amendment 1 vote last year broadened his base substantially.
That was a very pivotal issue, which was not without contention. A significant number of black clergy are opposed to that. And I think that his essentially getting out front and doing what he did made it possible for a whole lot of other doors to open.
Barber even testified in front of the national NAACP on this issue and helped them endorse marriage equality. Barber says some of the first people at Moral Monday were LGBT activist groups. He said they wanted to prove that they could support more than one issue. And more than one issue it has become. Everything from stand your ground laws to voter ID to unemployment benefits, abortion rights, teacher pay, and unions have come up at Moral Monday. It's a true cornucopia of progressive politics. Barber thinks that's a good thing.
If you're in a coalition you're comfortable with, the coalition is too small.
And he says all of these interests really only have one opponent.
People fighting for education. Look at who's fighting you. Environmentalists, who's fighting you? Labor, who's fighting you? People standing for voting rights, and we found out they were the same person. Then we said, well, why are we not together? Why are we in silos?
With this realization, Barber started what he calls the Historic Thousands on Jones Street People's Coalition, HK on J for short. It could be considered the prototype for Moral Monday in bringing so many diverse constituencies together. Barber began HK on J soon after he became president of the North Carolina NAACP in 2006. It was a major shakeup of the group, which before his leadership could have been thought of as just a legal advocacy organization. The HK on J coalition saw success in helping pass the Racial Justice Act and obtain same-day voting registration in North Carolina. But both of these have been overturned by Republicans who control the legislature and the governorship for the first time in more than a century. Their conservative platform has become a singular target for the more than 150 activist groups involved in Moral Monday. Those groups have lots of different grievances, and for some, that's confusing.
It's hard to know exactly from week to week what it is they are upset about. One week it's voter ID, one week it's abortion, you know, one week it's about, you know, union rights. They are basically a coalition of the aggrieved.
That's Dallas Woodhouse. He's the North Carolina State Director of Americans for Prosperity, a conservative activist group. Woodhouse also has a problem with Barber's framing.
We disagreed with the other side when they wanted to raise taxes a lot, and they did. But we didn't run around calling them immoral for doing it. And I think to cloak those things in that term is to act as a false prophet.
Woodhouse says some of the language Barber uses is inflammatory.
Comparing voter ID to the death of Emmett Till and Medgar Evers is just ludicrous, and it's insulting to the memory of those champions of the civil rights movement.
However it's been interpreted, Barber's message is getting attention, as is he. The Reverend is a big, handsome man, almost made for a camera and microphone, in spite of his limitations. He has health problems, limited movement in his neck. He walks slowly with a cane, but people are drawn to him. Barber says since he's been president of the North Carolina NAACP, the membership has grown by 10,000. But protests and membership rolls aren't votes, says conservative strategist Carter Wren, who worked for Jesse Helms. Wren says Barber's activism hasn't swayed any elections yet.
you've got this new figure who's come from nowhere to prominence within the Democrat Party. He's more prominent than any legislator and any statewide elected official that, in the Democratic Party. Now, that's a phenomenon. But he's also an old-fashioned demagogue. And demagogues tend to shoot up like meteors and burn out.
Rand points to recent progressive movements, like the one in Wisconsin, that failed to recall their governor, Scott Walker. Rand thinks their message, like Barber's, is good for activists, but not so much for all voters. And that's really the question to be answered. How will Barber, Moral Monday, and the NAACP influence votes next election? So far, all of the more than 900 people arrested at the protests have pledged to register 50 people each to vote. And Barber says the NAACP will focus on challenging redistricting rulings and new voter ID laws in the coming months, laws that could affect Democratic turnout. And Barber wants to use the momentum of Moral Mondays to grow the NAACP. He's working on new chapters throughout the state. He says there'll be one near Asheville that might be all white, and another that will most likely be all Latino. But they'll still be NAACP.
The NAACP, in its strength and power, can never be seen as a black organization. It must be seen as an organization that addresses racism and inequality. But if you start with our history, it did not start with just black people.
There was one moment that perhaps captured the fine line Barber is trying to walk. Sacred and secular, minister and politician, black and white and brown. At the end of the Moral Monday rally last week, a gospel choir sang a traditional church song. But instead of Jesus, the word justice was substituted.
When we all see justice, what a day of rejoicing that we just...
So far, walking this line has been good for Barber and the NAACP. But Election Day is a long way off, and keeping the coalition together will be hard work. Barber knows the battle is far from over. For him, it seems, every day is Moral Monday. Sam Sanders, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.